Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host, and today I am doing an Ask Me Anything episode. If you're interested in asking me a question, as always, I'll link that below, or you can find it on my link tree across all my platforms. But I have some, I have some personal ones. I have some, you know, sexy ones. They've been stacking up. So I feel like I'm trying to try to get through a bunch today. So let's just dive in now. Welcome to Sweet Release. How was your first cum tasting experience? You know, to be honest with you, I don't know if I can pinpoint it as a specific memory. I do feel like the first relationship I had, started when I was 15 years old, and it was like a drunk sex story that I don't remember. And then I just started dating him for a year and a half. So this is kind of actually the start of my book. It kind of starts at this like Halloween party night, and it's like the night I lose my virginity. It ends up kind of following me through my entire like coming of age tale, which, you know, I hope you all will read one day. that first relationship, I didn't really realize at the time, for many, many years, that I didn't feel super respected in that first, you know, drunken night's, just sexual encounter. And it was, you know, tough to, you know, remember. I just feel like I'm struggling with my words right now. I feel like that relationship, I don't remember a lot of it. I think I've done therapy and I've thought about it deeply, but I do think that I definitely swallowed his cum. I mean, we had sex pretty often towards like the, you know, kind of middle end of our relationship. So I know I'm giving you a long-winded answer. I just don't really remember my first cum tasting experience. It's tough for me to be like, oh yeah, that was great. Like I don't remember it. I remember a girlfriend of mine threw up on a guy that she swallowed, or like it went too deep in her throat and she threw up on him. And I always thought that was hilarious. So yeah, I'm sorry. I don't fully remember it. I think our brain, you know, protects us from certain memories. And I think that whole relationship, I was so disconnected, and I felt kind of like it was I was doing what I thought I should be doing, and I was just really not present and aware. And so those memories, with him are difficult for me to recall. So yeah, I'm going to move on. I do have another cum question though. How often do you swallow cum after sex or blowjobs? I think it's far more common to swallow cum after blowjobs than sex, unless it's like a foreplay activity. Like I often do love having oral sex be a foreplay activity for me. I don't think I really swallow cum very often when it comes to like my day-to-day life. I think it's more of a thing that we do in like playful situations when maybe we have a group scenario going, or if it's like a quickie and we don't have time for penetrative sex, or if I'm just focusing on the oral, then yeah, I will swallow. But I would say it's not as frequent. Definitely it's something. I mean, I did do it a lot when I was testing that Popstar Labs. They sponsored me recently and I was testing their product. And so I was tasting my partner a lot more than usual, like a month or so ago. In our day-to-day sexual routine, he usually comes inside me. And that's just kind of, and unless I like had forgotten to take my birth control, or, you know, I know I'm ovulating, then I'll be like, pull out. But typically his cum is going inside me, and then I pee and drip it out after. Anyways, okay, next. Hey, Barbie, how old were you when you discovered your first kink, and what was it? Great question. You know, my first kink, maybe that I figured out, you know, or I think back to, it's tough because I do think that like fetishes are things that we're born with, like specific fetishes. But I don't know if I actually have like a specific fetish. There's nothing that I feel like I need to like get me going or get me off. Whereas a lot of people, you know, have specific body part fetishes or specific ways that they enjoy and focus on in their sexual life. But like, as far as kinks go, I'm definitely a kinky person. And I have thought that, you know, I really love group play. And there was this group play scenario when I was pretty young. And yeah, it did have to do with like these cousins of ours. And we were playing like this body operation game. And I did feel like I felt like I was doing something naughty. Like there was just like this like energy that was happening, but I didn't know like what was happening. And, you know, I do think that there's a lot of those situations that happen at a young age where we're like, oh, we're figuring things out. Or, oh, we're like, we are coming into terms with our body. And yeah, I do think I might have like this group play kink. I really love group play. And so that's like a very young memory that I can remember, where maybe that was like something in like my mind where I was like, oh, okay, like this is actually something that feels good. But I felt, you know, kind of bad doing it because it was just, also it was a cousin. And so it was like this, well, it was a second cousin, but still it was like, yeah, what am I doing here? Are we, or should we be playing this game? I mean, there was no nudity happening, but we were still like doing body operation things and like pulling things off of body parts. And I think I just maybe got aroused for the first time. But someone else asked me this question. Okay, laying in bed as this little girl that started masturbating, did you ever feel any urges to experiment with a sibling or a parent? Me and my sister were just like you, crazy hormones, and experimented. Tell us it's okay, LOL. So yeah, I am going to tell you it's okay. I mean, shit, I was just talking about a memory when I was young. I mean, we weren't experimenting. We weren't trying new things. So I will say like, I don't think you should feel like something is wrong with you. I do think that us at young ages, we don't often know our boundaries and know what feels good. And we trust, you know, these people that are close to us or these family members. But, you know, I do think that like, I haven't ever experimented with my sister or been interested in experimenting with parents. I think that's a line that I've always felt like my family's my family. And I've never crossed that line. But I have gotten a lot of people that have asked me questions about, you know, the incest porn or just the desire to want to like fuck a parent and things like that. And it's difficult for me to understand because I've never been interested in that. And I find it like that's just a boundary of mine. I think I value family so much and I just see it as like crossing a line, you know? And so even if you experimented with your sister at a young age, like I think that's okay. I think it's definitely good to have a conversation about it later in life. I think some siblings and people are comfortable being in the same room, like play party, whereas others aren't. And I think again, it just stems from boundaries and awareness and where you are at in life. And I am going to tell you it's okay. Of course I will. I think you're fine in wanting to explore your body. Like, I think that's natural. So it's okay. Hormones are crazy. Growing up is crazy. I welcome it. I do. I just want you to be aware and mindful and have those conversations to like move through it and make sure that you're not carrying some shame, you know? There's another question about masturbating. I love that you started masturbating really young. I also did. And I thought there was something wrong with me. Were your orgasms higher intensity when you were young? Mine were. And why do you think that is? Is it because we were young and it was all new and exciting and that we could get busted? So, you know, I think, you know, this could also be a kink of mine that I feel like could start from a young age because I do remember touching myself at a very young age and starting to masturbate extensively. I don't think that my orgasm, I never orgasmed when I masturbated. So my orgasms, I'm different than you. I wasn't having these intense orgasms. I was figuring my body out. I was touching myself, but I wasn't orgasming. And so I can't really relate to you in the fact that yours were stronger at a young age. I would say that you should probably tap into your body more now. I feel like my orgasms have gotten more strong and more powerful the more I've experienced. Like I feel like in my adult life, they continue to build and grow. And I continuously am finding new corners of my body and new ways to orgasm and ways to have blended orgasms, which is like multiple erogenous zones being stimulated at the same time. And so it's like, my orgasms are continuously growing as I grow. And so I want that for you. I hope that your best orgasms are not at a young age. Maybe there is some sense of, like, you're talking about this kind of like new and exciting and feeling like you could get busted. Maybe explore, you know, this feeling of novelty, like trying something new in the bedroom. Like, maybe that's something that you need. Maybe you want to feel like you're about to get busted, or maybe like you like the idea of feeling like someone's going to walk in on you. So maybe you can have a role play scenario where you play with that. But I want you to have powerful orgasms now. So please try to think about that and figure out how you can have those intense orgasms again, you know, as an adult. Okay. Is a hot dog a sandwich? No. Hot dogs are hot dogs. Sandwich is a sandwich. Do you have a boyfriend? Yeah, I do have a partner. We've been dating for 4.5 years. And he is my man. He's my life partner. We've talked about marriage. We've talked about kids. We're definitely excited to take that next step. But yeah, I love him dearly, very, very much. What do you look for in a man? In any sort of person I date or person I'm into, I look for honesty. Those are like one of my, I don't know, I feel like I've been lied to a lot in the past or felt disrespected. Oh, Dexy boy's meowing over there. Oh, hey, Dexy. So I feel like I do often try to, you know, see that they're being genuine, see that they're opening up to me. I like vulnerability and honesty. And I think that is really where that's what I look for in a man. And you know, chivalry isn't dead. Like, I like when a man offers to, you know, carry my bag, or he opens the door for me. Like, that's something I love about my partner now. He still opens the door for me when I'm getting in the car, and he, you know, he's the guy that like takes the trash out. Like, I also get on my hands and knees and scrub the floor, and oh my God, Dex, he wants to come out. Dexy, come here, come here. Did I lock you in here? Come here, buddy. I don't even know if you guys can hear him, but he's meowing aggressively. Come here, buddy. I think it's nice to have a person that wants to take care of you, that does these small gestures that make you feel good, make you feel appreciated. Like, those are things that I look for. And really just like, again, like having this like awareness, I think is really something that I've looked for after I've been through some relationships where I feel like they weren't emotionally aware. They weren't like in tune with their bodies and their emotions. And so that is something that I often look for now too, especially when we're even just like playing with others. Like, I still want that genuine connection. I want you to be like in a stable state of, oh, here you are. Hi, buddy. I want you to be in like, just like, I want you to know yourself. I want you to love yourself. I want you to feel secure and be able to communicate. And yeah, those are kind of the main things I look for. That was kind of a lot. Do you identify as a slut? This is a good question. And I've been thinking about this question for a lot, because for a while, being a slut, you know, it's like, okay, I'm making sure I'm looking over here, making sure Dex isn't fucking up my recording. Being slutty, I mean, that word has always had this like negative connotation to it. And I do feel like we've taken it back over the years. And like, people now in the space that I'm in, they like, yes, I'm a slut. Or like, you know, I don't have a shirt that says I'm a slut, but I would love to get one. I have a shirt that says I masturbate. Like, I have sex positive clothing. I love that. I think it's important for us to, you know, welcome our sensual side. So I've never come out and said like, I'm a slut, but I definitely am. I feel like if you've had sex, like if you're in triple digits, you're a slut. I mean, I've been on this earth for 32 years and I started having sex at 15. And so that's like more than half of my lifetime, I've been having sex and experimenting and exploring and traveling and living just my life to the fullest. And so I definitely have always encouraged the nature to explore, but I feel like once you lose count, once you're in those triple digits, once you're like, you know, sometimes like, I had a list for a long time, and this is another theme of my book. And a part of my book is, you know, being comfortable with like the amount of sexual experiences that you've had. And And so, yeah, am I a slut? Yeah, I would say I'm definitely a slut. I think I definitely value pleasure, and that makes me slutty. I think there's a lot of people in this world that value other things, and that makes them not slutty. But I think if you like value pleasure in your life, if you value like sexual pleasure specifically, and that's something that you talk to your partners and lovers about, and that's something that you really need in your life, you know, then I definitely think I'm slutty. And I think, you know, talking about masturbating a lot too, I think I really lean on this like sense of release. And I feel like it's really healing for me. It really helps me move through my emotions. And it's just like a release, like a let go that feels really rewarding for me. And so, yeah, I embrace being slutty. I think there's still this connotation to it. So even as I was thinking about this question, I was like, am I a slut? And it was funny, like me questioning it, because it's like, fuck Barbie. Yeah, of course you are. But it's like, we've been conditioned to believe that being a slut is bad. And so even hearing that word, and I think there's been uncomfortable situations in relationships where I was exploring BDSM and exploring power play. And I remember this guy that I dated, he called me a slut a lot in these power dynamics where I was more the submissive and he was the dominant. And I don't like being like called names in the bedroom. Like that is not a kink of mine. I'm not into being degraded or humiliated. And he didn't know that. Like we didn't have those boundary conversations. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know how to share that because I knew that he was enjoying it. And so it's again, when you're like exploring, when you don't know who you are, it sometimes can hurt you. So I think another reason why slut is sometimes hard for me to like harness and say is because I do think that he often like beat me for being slutty, or he like called me a slut or called me these names in the bedroom that he just made it seem like it was a bad thing, or he wanted me to be punished for being slutty, you know? And so that to me is also why I think I still hold some shame maybe around the word, or maybe just like some hurt. But I am a slut. I am. I need to welcome it. And it is true. I've always known I'm slutty. I mean, I feel like growing up, all my girlfriends in high school were slutty. And, you know, we've all just welcomed pleasure. And I think in college, like all my girlfriends were slutty. I think I've just been surrounded by sluts my entire life. And so I do think that we need to welcome it and know that, yeah, we are powerful sexual goddesses and gods to you men out there. But I think women, you know, it's tough for us to harness the slutty word because there is this hypocritical aspect to it, that men are like more accepted for having multiple partners, whereas for women, it's not as accepted. So I think there's still something deeply rooted in me where it's still tough for me to say, and I'm just trying to be authentic and real with you as I always am. But the truth is I am slutty and I am definitely a slut, and I love sex and I love pleasure and I really value it in my life. And I will also tell my future kids that they should also do that too. You know, I want you to explore if it feels good to you. And so, yeah, definitely embrace the word slutty if you haven't yet. I know I need to more. I don't use it. I never say it. Okay. I have a couple more. This isn't a question, but if you haven't seen Poor Things yet, I highly recommend it. 9 out of 10, lots of sex. Yeah, you know, I think this is an important movie to mention too. I did see it. Thank you to this person. Because of you, I watched it when it came live on whatever streaming platform it was on. And I watched it and yes, there's a lot of sex. It's like it's a beautiful coming of age tale. It's also dark. It's also like twisted, which is just shit that I love. But I also really, we talked about this a lot on this recent podcast I was on. So I'm going to link that below. I was nerding out on Nerdapolitan podcast, about pleasure and connection and sex and orgasms. And we talked about this movie at the end of the episode. It's a long episode, but if you skip to the end, we did talk a lot about this movie. So I don't want to like ruin it for those that haven't watched it. But if you want to hear about, like, I don't know, we were talking about the actor and how amazing she is, and I'm just obsessed with her. And we were talking about if her bush is real, and we were just having a good conversation about it. So if you want to hear me, you know, dive deeper into this movie, I do have a good fun conversation with Nerdapolitan podcast, which was just released like a week ago. So yeah, check it out. Okay, next question. Where do you stand on nature versus nurture when it comes to sexuality? So sexuality, you know, I think that we are born the way we are. I mentioned this earlier in this episode. I think kinks are not kinks, but fetishes, like distinct ones. We're born with them. And I think the same with sexuality. I think we're definitely born the way that we are. That's how I feel. And that's just the way it is. I mean, I definitely think nurture can like affect you and your connections in the way that you open up and in the way that you are. And I think there's a balance with how you become who you are. But those specific, like the specific sexuality, like who you love and who you're attracted to, like that's all a part of our brain. And that's all a part of us. And when we are into this world and born into this oxygen-filled world, like that is, those are parts of us that come with us from birth. Okay, the most embarrassing thing you've ever done. Oh gosh, you know what? I forgot about this question. I didn't really prepare. I'm trying to think of an embarrassing story. Oh, there was one time, I think I might've mentioned this before, a pleasure embarrassing story. There was one time where I was having sex at a sex party, and there was a used condom that came out of my vagina while this guy was like fucking me. And it was like so humiliating and embarrassing. I was just like, oh my God. Like it was, I think I had gone to like back-to-back sex parties, like a Friday night and then a Saturday night or something. And somehow this guy had been penetrating me and lost the condom inside me and like left it in there. I don't know how that happened. But it was, yeah, it was a humiliating and embarrassing moment for me. And I was just like appalled, disgusted with myself, with the person that did that, with the guy that had to experience that and see that. Oh, it was just nasty on so many levels. And so I'm still embarrassed about that moment. That's for damn sure. Last question. So now that you've been podcasting for a few months, what are your thoughts on other explicit podcasts similar to yours? Do you find them to be helpful for normalizing sexual pleasure or damaging? So thank you for this question. Yeah, they are normalizing pleasure. They are having these kinky conversations and they're making us feel more comfortable in our erotic authenticity, which is what I want, is what I aim to do. I think there's a level of like awareness and like diversity with connections and really bringing all different types of people to the conversation. And I think there are some podcasts that do that well, but I think there's also some that could be more authentic and be more real. And so, you know, I do think that those are the ones that I love the most, where it feels genuine, it feels real. And there's also like this level of like, I don't know, sometimes some of those ones that pop up on my feed sometimes are harsh and hard. And not to say I don't love a hard dick or a hard conversation, but I think I create this more sensual and really more like, I don't know, I feel like I have done well in creating this just kind of accepting space that feels, you can connect to it more because maybe it's not so aggressive and in your face. I do think there are topics of conversation that I do have, but it just feels real. This is me. I mean, I've definitely gotten more comfortable, but I think the authenticity is where I really appreciate and really people welcoming the diversity, being real, like showing their emotions and really being honest with you. I think that's like, that's what differentiates some of these podcasts in the sex positive space. And I think, you know, the biggest thing for me too is education. I do think a lot of topics or a lot of podcasts, like they have these people on that are like masters in the art. And I try to do that too. Like I try to educate you along the way. And I think that's what the successful ones are doing, is like educating and empowering. And so I hope I'm also doing that too. But yeah, I do think it's important to continuously have these conversations. And I think that's what's going to lead us to live a more, you know, just like sexy, powerful, sensual life. So, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you guys coming back. I appreciate all your questions. I love you guys so much. Thank you for just your support and your kind words. I just really appreciate all of it. And be sweet. Be sweet to your lovers. Be sweet to your family. Go be sweet to like just a new connection, please. Just like connect. It's so important to connect, guys. It really is. It'll fuel your soul and make you feel good. And I really want that for you. So go out there and be sweet and connect to someone. Love you. Talk soon. Bye.